Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Export sales reports are delayed until Friday because of the Memorial Day holiday. Cash hog prices in the Midwest direct markets today are called mostly 50 cents to $1 per hundredweight lower amid soft demand and fully ample supplies for the shortened work week. Terminals are called 50 cents to a dollar lower, with top prices from $49.50 to $52. Peoria is called 50 cents lower today with a top price of $49.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, May 28th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,423. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $67.73 to $73.65. The weighted average was $72.77. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46 to $58.33. The weighted average was $54.88. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 16,468. The base price range was $68 to $78.38. The weighted average was $74.10. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.07 to $60.38, and the weighted average was $56.22. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. As we look at the Midwest Corn Belt, there are some concerns and there are some favorable aspects to the forecast. First, the concerns, of course, that's with rain and the fact that some crops are not yet in the ground and other crops will need to be replanted. Today, a cluster of thunderstorms is already moving across the northern half of Iowa and also parts of west central into southwestern Iowa, likely to get into some heavy rain as well here as we go through the day. Some neighboring portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin and Nebraska and South Dakota sharing in some of that rain for today. So that is not good for those areas in the upper Midwest that still need to have some planting. And for Iowa, I'm told there's some replanting necessary in spots. Of course, the planting is much farther along in some of the upper Midwest than it is in portions of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. And for much of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, another bright sunny day today, so some crops may get into the ground, but showers and thunderstorms are heading for those states. They'll be getting in there tomorrow, especially tomorrow afternoon and evening for the bulk of the areas that have yet to be planted or for some of the replanting in southern Illinois and southern Indiana. Now, once that system goes away, we're going to get into a more summer-like weather pattern, so that's not completely dry. Every so often, some clusters of showers and thunderstorms will move through the Midwest. I don't see any stretch of prolonged dry weather over the next couple of weeks. I do see, however, the shower pattern becoming more scattered. So that means there will be some areas that will have some planting opportunities. It'll be more dodging raindrops. So that's the problem in the forecast. Now, the favorable aspect of the forecast is that today temperatures return close to average after being below average, and beginning tomorrow we're going to see temperatures running a bit above average. In fact, tomorrow will be a warm day over much of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. So that's going to start to boost the growth rates a bit of the crops. We're going to see less of this unseasonably cold weather and see temperatures near to slightly above average, and that's going to extend on here for the foreseeable future. So that's going to help with the emergence of the crops and the establishment of the crops across the Midwest after what has been a slow start to this growing season. Showers and thunderstorms are going to be moving back into the Mississippi Delta are actually they're going to be staying away from the Delta, I should say. Some more showers and thunderstorms next week in areas that have been wet, but the Delta looks like it's going to stay dry. And it appears that out in the Plain States over the next week or so, most of the rain for the hard red winter wheat belt is going to be in the northern states. It appears that today there's going to be an outbreak of severe weather in parts of northern Kansas and throughout much of Nebraska, especially the eastern half of Nebraska. And as showers and thunderstorms develop out in the plains, they're mainly going to be from Kansas northward. It looks like the spring wheat belt is going to get in on some action over the next week. There's going to be clusters of thunderstorms that will at times move through the Dakotas and into southwestern Minnesota. So out there, field work slow, but plenty of moisture for the crops. We're not looking at any problems there. And that is a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 8.03 down a half, last trade down 4. September, 8.14 and a half down 1 and a quarter, last trade down 1 and a quarter. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 7.59 and 3 quarters, up 3 quarters, last trade down 7. September, 7.76, up 1 and a half, last trade down 6 and a quarter. December, 7.98, up 2 and 3 quarters, last trade down 7. July corn opened at 5.92 and a half, unchanged, last trade down 4 and a quarter. December, 6.19 and a quarter, down a quarter, last trade down 3 and 3 quarters. March, 6.32 and 3 quarters, down a quarter, last trade down 3 and a half. July beans opened at 13.72 and a quarter, down a half, last trade down 6 and 3 quarters. November, 13.55 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a half, last trade down 9. March of 2009, 13.81 and a half, down a half, last trade down 8 and 3 quarters. July soybean meal opened at $3.44, up 30, last trade down $2. July soybean oil opened at $62.41, down 24, last trade down 62. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review out of Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Don't have export sales data to chew over this morning, delayed one day because of the Memorial Day weekend passed. So what will traders look at? Back to the crude oil?
I think so. We're really focusing on these outside markets. The crude this morning is down. You know, last week we made all-time highs, and now we're lower for the week. I think the corn market will be down, and maybe as much as a nickel today. We'll be down a penny at least, and maybe as much as a nickel. There's an awful lot of talk about warmer temps coming in the Midwest, and that ought to really boost this corn development. There's also some questions about how much corn feeding will be reduced because of the CRP acres allowed to be hayed and or grazed after the nesting season for birds. So we'll be lower today in the corn. The beans, I think, will take a harder hit, probably down a nickel to a dime, something like that. The China soybean market overnight was lower. The outside markets are lower. And there's a lot of uncertainty now whether this Argentine strike will resume or not. There was some material this morning on the Internet that suggested that maybe this will be a real short-lived deal. They're talking about over the weekend and maybe the restart shipments again the first of the week. So we'll be a little bit lower there.
It's been very much, though, a trading range affair in both beans and corn for a number of weeks.
Yeah, it really has been. We've got a what I would consider a wide distribution top in the making in this corn market. And in the beans, maybe a little bit wider range is coming. I think the beans have held together very well in relation to the corn.
Hearing chatter that there's a lot of stops building below, say, 1330, and the bulls really want to push it above $14.
Absolutely. I think the buildup of the sell stops would be there under those last lows, and there's still an awful lot of talk that we're going to see November beans back over $14.
You think we're going to test in the corn in the July 582 this week?
I think so. I think we'll be testing 606, 607 in the Dease corn, too.
What about the wheat today, please?
Wheat market will be down 4 to 8 cents. Harvest pressure is already on. Southern Oklahoma's seeing harvest already. Great test weights there. Little concern about dryness in North Dakota and Montana.
And over at CME Livestock?
At the Merck, I think we'll see a mixed day in the cattle, down 20 to 30 type of a deal. Probably no cash trade again today. A lot of hoopla over the CRB. P acres going to be hayed or grazed. On the hog side, I think we'll be lower. The cash looks lower to me. I think the futures will be down 20, maybe as much as 50 cents.
Thank you much, Ellen. You have a terrific day today.
Thank you.
Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're on the web 24/7 with analysis for you at willag.org.